From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron addressed a joint session of the United States Congress. Mr. Macron touched on a number of topics during the speech.
That is why we stand together in Syria and in Sahel today, to fight together against these terrorist groups who seek to destroy everything for which we stand.
Macron also stated it was important for the Iran Islamic Republic not to obtain nuclear weapons. The Trump administration may be ordered to resume taking applications from DACA recipients, even start processing new requests from young adults brought into the United States illegally by their parents. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn explains.
U.S. District Judge John Bates in Washington becomes the third judge to rule against the White House plan to end the DACA protections for young immigrants. Bates says the decision to rescind the program was unlawful and must be set aside. He's giving the Department of Homeland Security 90 days to explain what it thinks is illegal about the Obama-era program. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
As preparations continue for Friday's first inter-Korean summit in more than a decade, President Donald Trump said on Tuesday discussions on a U.S.-North Korean meeting are going well, but he tempered expectations.
Then if it's not going to be fair and reasonable and good, I will, unlike past administrations, I will leave the table.
When asked what he means by complete denuclearization, Mr. Trump told a joint news conference at the White House it means for North Korea to get rid of its nuclear weapons. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. This is VOA News. European Union foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini says the nuclear deal with Iran is important for security purposes.
The deal is working. President Macron has stressed it yesterday in the White House very clearly that we believe that the full implementation of the JCPOA is essential for European security and for the security of the region, and the Europeans will stick to that.
However, Iran's president has ruled out any changes or additions to the 2015 nuclear deal in response to French efforts to convince U.S. President Donald Trump to stick with the landmark agreement. April 25th is World Malaria Day. Malaria is estimated to cost African economies more than $12 billion a year and consumes up to 40% of national health care budgets. Children and pregnant women are most severely affected. An increase in the number of cases recently is likely caused by a number of factors, as Alistair Craig from the University of Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine explains.
We're seeing quite dramatic increases in the resistance to the insecticides that we use to control the insect vector population. And we're just beginning to see that the parasites are starting to develop resistance to the drugs that we use to treat them.
The fight against malaria will likely also get harder. Associated Press correspondent Shirley Smith reports the U.S. Supreme Court is hearing arguments on the latest iteration of President Donald Trump's travel restrictions against six mainly majority Muslim nations.
The travel ban is the first Trump policy to undergo a full-blown Supreme Court review. It's the third version of a policy that Trump first rolled out a week after taking office. That first version was blocked by courts and withdrawn. Its replacement was allowed to take partial effect, but expired in September. The current version is indefinite. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Armenia braced for fresh protests on Wednesday amid a deepening political crisis after opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan accused the authorities of unwillingness to negotiate the transfer of power. Karen Karapetyan confirmed the planned negotiations had been canceled and accused the protest leader of putting forward new demands concerning the proposed talks. Two international watchdogs on Wednesday said that incessant attacks on media by populist politicians are posing a threat to major democracies. Reporters Without Borders' annual Press Freedom Index evaluates freedom in 180 countries on a scale of 1 to 180, 1 being the freest and 180 being the least free. In this year's index, Norway ranked first, while North Korea remained at the bottom at number 180. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.